This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives. What's going on? This is Ashley Burgess, and I got Tammy Don back here in the studio. I got Stuart Boslow on the phone, and it also looks like we have Marcy in Dallas on line four. Hey, Marcy, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing, Ashley?
I'm great. Glad to have you on Perspectives. What's going on with you tonight?
I just wanted to call in about this, like, old-time TV. I love that.
Yeah, what were some of your old-school shows that you like to watch?
You know, my favorite was My Dream of Jeannie and Bewitched, because I always wanted those powers. I'm not kidding. Like, I want those powers to still, like blink my nose or whatever. And just,
That's awesome.
She's a strong woman. You're a strong woman because those are both very strong women. I love it.
It would be normally mind control, but I will take like reappearing, disappearing when I can.
Have you tried it yet? Does it work?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's all. Is there a show now that you like? I mean, currently that's being aired now. Is there anything? I know a lot of people say there's reality shows, but is there anything else that you like that's going on right now?
Well, my favorite reality show would be So You Think You Can Dance, because I'm a dancer. And so, like, I love anything that encompasses, like, showing that off, knowing that no matter what your goal is, that you can do it and, like, just go for it and just try. And you know what? You never know. I mean, the show has definitely proved that, and I just love it.
Okay, we're going to support you when you try out. We want you to try out.
I'm probably not going to try out anymore, but back in the day I was big fan. So, and I'm like proud of that. So, but that's why I advocate like all the shows that are all about dancing and then promoting other people that are dancers and they don't know how to get involved. They definitely promote that. So I'm all into that.
I love that kind of stuff. I love that.
Yeah.
No, it's really good to have people being able to show off their talents, especially when it's hard because you don't know how to get into the industry and you know you're good at something, but you don't know where to start.
Exactly.
So that's awesome. Well, Marcy, we really appreciate your perspectives tonight on Perspective. Is there anything else
Yay.
You'd like to add? Or
Just watch I Dream of Jeannie and Bewitched on any of the
cool.
old-time channels, I'm just saying.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for calling in this evening.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, good night, Marcy. Thank you. We have James on line one. James, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing just fine. How are you all?
We're good.
We're great.
Good. Let me preface this. I've had a few beers tonight. I hope that's okay.
Hey, that's okay. The Cowboys won today. I think a couple of us had a couple of beers.
Woo, Cowboys! Woo.
Yes. This topic kind of hit home with me in a weird way. Brady Bunch was my show.
Yes, yeah.
I'd run home every Friday night and watch it. And the weird thing with that show was my father was kind of distant, and I used to really look up to Mike Brady.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it relates necessarily, but years later, the same thing happened with my father. There was kind of a latent homosexual thing happening.
Uh-huh.
And then, oddly enough, that actor was
right.
homosexual.
Right.
And I just wonder if there was something that I sensed that I was drawn to that particular father.
Yeah, right, because he probably had the same actions and same kind of kindness and same personality.
Kind of like an overdoing it, yes.
Right, right, right. Well, that's interesting.
That's really interesting. That's really interesting. No, I mean, I think a lot of times we gravitate to things, whether it's people or TV, that reminds us maybe of our atmosphere, and sometimes it's not consciously on the surface. We're subconsciously kind of seeing this stuff, and eventually we kind of put the link together and able to say, oh, okay, this is maybe why.
Something that's familiar.
It could be. But anyway, that was my favorite.
Well, thank you so much for calling, James. We really appreciate your perspective. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Well, have a good night. Call back next week when we're talking about other kind of stuff. Hey, that was kind of neat. If you really think about it, you know, he brings up a good point, is that, you know, a lot of times in life we do gravitate to things that have some sort of similarity. And sometimes TV shows can teach us.
Relatable. Very relatable. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, what do you think, Stuart?
You know, I always go back to my favorite show when I was a kid, Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, one of mine too.
Everybody remembers the "I'm so excited, I'm so excited, I'm so scared" episode, you know, with Jesse Spano.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I mean, tons of people learned all about, you know, addiction and over, you know, over control and all of that stuff with that show.
I do love the shows today that really do show like a different side. They really show like the reality of what today's society is, as opposed to, like, you know, the Brady Bunch, that was kind of like a dreamy, the perfect family. And I do like that, how some shows today now do show that, you know, not all families are perfect, but we all still love each other and we're here in this world together and we're going to make it work. But we're not family, and we may not be the Brady Bunch, and we may not be this family, Beaver Cleaver family, but we all still love each other and we're family. So I kind of dig, you know, we dig that. I love that change in television, at least.
No, that's cool. I mean, I agree with you. I mean, it's not all about the way, I guess, it's supposed to be. And I think that might have been interesting, too, about the Brady Bunch, because it really wasn't the way it was supposed to be.
No. And it probably wasn't back in the day, but it was just that kind of like dream family. It's supposed to be the favorite, you know, the perfect family.
Exactly. And same amount of kids, same amount of girls, same amount of boys.
Right.
We have a caller online too. Michelle, you're on the air.
Hey guys, how are y'all doing?
Hey, Michelle.
How you doing?
Long time no talk. Hey, Stuart.
Hi there.
So growing up, one of my favorite shows was Golden Girls. I was completely obsessed. I do not know why. I don't know if I just always envisioned myself living in a house with four other women. But I just did not hear
which
enough.
One were you though?
Don't you want to know?
I want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. We want to know.
Well, Blanche, of course.
She had all the fun. She was the one that had all the fun.
Hey, life is short. Have fun.
That's right.
But I do have to say that growing up, my mom died when I was like 10 years old, and I honestly would watch The Facts of Life to learn the actual facts of life.
That was another one of my favorites too. Yeah, I agree, Michelle.
I'm curious. I mean, I kind of grew up in a boarding school environment, which was way, I mean, I couldn't believe when I watched this show. I was like, wait a second, that's like us. Like, that's like me. And I learned about female stuff. I learned about just about everything a girl could imagine that she needed to learn. And, you know, some people are just like, oh, it's the facts of life, you know, different strokes. It's just a television show. But for some of us who are out there watching television, it raised us. I mean, it taught us, you know, don't do this, do this, you know. I mean, it was a significant part of growing up and you know, kind of, oh, okay, well, if they're doing that on that show, then maybe it's okay for me to do this, or, you know, maybe it's okay for me not to do this, you know.
Who was the mother on that show? She wasn't the mother, but she was on, what was her name?
Oh, my God.
The den mother? The den mother?
Yes. Oh, I can see her in my mind. Anyways, she was great, though. Sylvia.
No. What was her name? Stuart, did you watch that show?
No, I was not a fan of that one.
Oh, how did you be a fan of that show?
Yeah, it was kind of more of a girl show, I think.
Stuart's like, I never watched it. Kind of like Sex and the City. You know, that was the precursor to Sex and the City. Oh, Stuart's like, I watched that.
No, Sex on the City?
Golden Girls was the original Sex and the City.
You know what, Stuart? I agree with you. I think that was the way. I think that Golden Girls was like the precursor to Sex and the City at some point.
Absolutely. Well, everybody, you know, in their group of friends, everybody figures out who's the Blanche, who's the Dorothy, and all of that. And then you also,
it's relatable. You also, you're right.
That, yeah, everybody. Yeah. Figures out who's the Samantha, who's the Carrie.
So my question is, do guys do that? Like, is that a guy? Do guys do that too? Or are they like, oh, this is the player, this is the nice guy, this is the Family Man?
Yeah, no, we thought that. Well, like with regards to Sex and the City, I don't think most guys compare themselves to Golden Girls, but yeah, Sex and the City.
Oh my gosh, I had to laugh on that one.
Well, no, but I'll say that, like, for, as far as, like, you know, who is what and which one is which, I mean, in Sex and the City, it was very similar to Golden Girls, but if you are a reality TV fan, which I'm not a fan, I'm Bravo's B-I-T-C-H. Anything they put on, I will watch. And they had, I think it was an episode of Real Housewives of New Jersey, which I love New Jersey. And Teresa Giudice follows me just on Twitter, FYI. because I tweet so much about it, I love that show. So when there was one episode where Jacqueline was complaining about, you know, Teresa and her little plane going up to the courthouse, and she was like, it was like a busted up version of Sex and the City. Y'all might as well have been Golden Girls. So the correlation is definitely has been seen through more than just us, the four of us. So I'll just have to say that.
I think Golden Girls was a cool show. I think it's really cool because there was people living together that were not related that became, well, I guess a couple
family,
were.
Yeah,
but they became family and they were able to overcome their obstacles and their personal issues and put that past them. Even though, you know, Blanche or whatever, the one that was kind of a slutty, you know.
You mean Michelle?
Blanche happened to cause a lot of issues. But then you had, you know, like Sophia, which was really set in her ways, you know. And then you had right. Beatrice, whatever her name was.
Yes.
And she was always thinking that she was like lesser than. And
yes.
You're having to pick her up off the ground. And then you had the one that was crazy. I mean, but she was funny. Rose or whatever. She was
yes.
funny. You know?
Betty White. Yeah.
Yeah, she was hilarious.
Yeah, she was awesome.
I mean, you know, we all have friends like that. I mean, they were obviously magnified personalities, but we all have friends that have those personalities. And we
absolutely.
All overlook those things and deal with it because they're our friend, consequently.
Yeah. And you still love each other and support each other. And
yeah.
And you appreciate the difference. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I honestly think that it lets you see that no matter what age you are, if you really connect with certain people, that you'll probably connect with them for the rest of your life. So treasure those relationships, because when you do become older and in that state, you're going to need them.
Absolutely. I'm about to get married, and I still have, at my bridal shower, I had my girlfriends from kindergarten there. And, you know, we all still have the same personalities. And no matter what happens in life and no matter what struggles we've been through, we're still hanging. You know, we're still there. We still support each other. So those are precious relationships. So.
Well, I love it. And Michelle, we really appreciate you calling in, especially about the Golden Girls. And I really liked your perspective on the facts of life. That was pretty cool.
Okay, well,
yeah,
I'm going to hang up and listen.
The Golden Girls.
Well, you know, I'm a Golden Girls geek, but GGG.
Do you have the whole box set or no?
GGG.
We're going to go real high tech and go G-cubed.
That's awesome.
That's going to be my new Twitter handle. I'm going to open a fake account and just be G-cubed, and no one will know who's commenting on things.
We'll know.
Well, we're going to know now that we're on the air here, and everybody that's listening tonight will know. But anyway, well, Michelle, well, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate
it. Okay, well, I'm going to hang up and listen because the show is cracking me up. Okay, good night. Bye.
Good night,
awesome.
Michelle.
You rock. Hey, so we got to take a really quick break again. I know. Stuart, Tammy, if y'all hang on with
you
me.
Bet.
Is that cool?
Absolutely.
We're here.
Y'all rock. Y'all really rock. I feel like we are a family here. So we got to come back with us. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, obviously we got Tammy and Stuart also joining us. We have Cynthia Smoot with Out and About with Cynthia. And we're also going to finish up our conversation here on TV and news as well and, you know, lean to another day. So call us if you have any questions or comments at 888-787-5543. We'll be right back after this short message.
Live Your True Life, a book by local author, speaker, and certified life coach Ashley Burgess, and the cornerstone for the concept of practical philosophy. Practical philosophy helps to reveal all aspects of living your life. It works in our social and work relationships and within us to create the happiness we all desperately try to acquire. The teachings in Live Your True Life put perspective back into your daily life by simplifying it and at the same time relating it to yourself and interacting with others.
Live Your True Life is a guide for your soul. The teachings in this powerful book put perspective back into your daily life, and the tools within it are designed to help others triumph over adversity. Find out more about Live Your True Life today by logging on to liveyourtruelife.org. Live Your True Life is stacked with proven tools that have helped change the lives of countless doctors, CEOs, Hollywood film and television actors. It can help you too. Log on now to liveyourtruelife.org.